Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host for these daily challenges, and today is Tuesday, so it's the day in our weekly rhythm where we explore in the Bible the idea we introduced yesterday. We're looking this week at the final week in our series called The Night That Changed Everything. We've looked at different segments of society and how Christmas was the night that changed them. We looked at the powerful, the religious, the poor. We looked at people like us, alive today 2,000 years later, and this week we are looking at how it was the night that changed the wise through the story of the wise men. We introduced that idea yesterday, Monday. Tuesdays we explore in the Bible where that idea comes from. Every Wednesday we see how it changes and transforms our thinking. Every Thursday we see how it applies in our life, how it changes something in our actions. And then Friday's a day for prayer and reflection. Saturday's a day for rest. Sunday's a day for community, especially Christian community, and we're starting a brand new Christian community in Ajax. We're going to be hosting some special events over the next few months as we get ready for the launch of our public worship services. I'd love to hear from you if you want to be part of the team starting this life-transforming community. Just get in touch with me through the app or website. I'd love to hear from you, and you can join our team. I'm going to tell the story of the wise men visiting Jesus. Like I said yesterday, although many of our manger scenes and contemporary art show the wise men and the shepherds and Jesus in the manger all together, it seems more likely that the wise men, the Magi, showed up a little bit later in Jesus' life. Definitely before he was 2 years old, based on the actions of King Herod, but sometime in Jesus' first 2 years of life. And it says they visited him at his house. The Greek word used in the Bible refers more to a house than visiting him in the stable. But anyway, here's the story. We'll read it and then we'll explore how it impacts us. Now, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men came from the east, came to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him." When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And assembling all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it is written by the prophet, 'And you, O Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for from you shall come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod summoned the wise men secretly and ascertained from them what time the star had appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child. When you have found him, bring me word, that I too may come and worship him." After listening to the king, they went their way. And behold, the star that they had seen when it rose went before them until it came to rest over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. And going into the house, they saw the child with Mary his mother, and they fell down and worshipped him. Then opening their treasures, they offered him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. And being warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed to their own country by another way. Well, that's the story of the Magi, or wise men, visiting Jesus. We explored one aspect of it a few weeks ago when we talked about the powerful King Herod and his response to Jesus being one of being threatened and being full of fear. The Magi have a very different response. These learned men from the East, probably the best translation we have into English for Magi would be that they're kind of astronomers, that they watch the stars. They're more like astrologers. They watch the stars for meaning. And clearly something indicated to them that a king of the Jews was to be born soon. And they invested a huge amount of resources into going on this long journey to visit that king when he was born. We know that this wouldn't have been cheap or easy. It would have been full of danger for some men of means with some wealth to be traveling like this through the Middle East. And for them to be traveling with such an uncertain destination, just following a star, just expecting that a king would be born underneath that star somewhere, it's just an incredible risk that they've taken in order to find the king of the Jews about to be born. Once there, they gave again of their resources to this king, not just by traveling there to be there, but they gave gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh, gifts that were full of meaning. People like to reflect on the meaning of those gifts, thinking gold represented a king, frankincense represented a priest, and myrrh represented what you would use on a dead body and was foreshadowing Jesus' death. He was both a king and a priest and a sacrifice, is the way the song goes, of course, of We Three Kings. Those gifts wouldn't have been cheap, but what was most valuable about the wise men's visit was that they gave their worship to this baby. They bowed down as if he was a king. They almost completely ignored King Herod, the man with all the worldly power around Jerusalem. And they bowed down before this little baby. These powerful, wealthy, learned men bow down before a baby and they call him their king and their lord. They made some very material sacrifices to do all this. And some sacrifices to their pride and their power and position in society as well. Sacrifices that we definitely don't see King Herod making. He makes it sound like he will go and worship this baby, but he actually plans to kill him. So I've got a question for you to consider first. What practical risks do you see being involved in worshiping and following Jesus today? How do you calculate when a risk is worth it? Well, I hope you'll share your discussion question with somebody else, somebody you know from work or from home or from the commute. Share with them what you've been learning. Maybe watch the videos at the same time and then discuss together whenever you find you're in the same room. I also want to remind you, we are reading the Bible in sync as a community. Make sure you're checking our website and app to see what today's Bible reading is, and let me know if you have any questions about it. Well, have a great discussion. I'll see you tomorrow.